Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Tuesday, January 24th. First, former President Donald Trump, then President Joe Biden. Now, another high-profile politician had classified documents where they shouldn't have been. Multiple sources told CNN today that a lawyer for former Vice President Mike Pence found about a dozen classified documents in his Indiana home last week and turned them over to the FBI. Just think about that. Not sure if you had Mike Pence on your bingo card for the next one with classified documents, but just step back for a moment and realize now that we have had the Donald Trump classified documents at Mar-a-Lago and the Joe Biden classified documents at the Penn Biden Center and at his home in Wilmington, and now former Vice President Pence with classified documents at his home in Indiana. It does raise the larger question about the handling overall, the processes and procedures for presidents and vice presidents when they are leaving office and how the classified material in their offices are dealt with at that time. And yes, you can go ahead and slice and dice the differences that Donald Trump was not cooperative at all and that required a seizure of documents by executing a search warrant by the FBI versus the FBI being voluntarily welcomed into President Biden's Wilmington home for 13 hours last week, or the lawyers here for Pence calling the FBI and saying we've got stuff to turn over. But those differences are largely immaterial to the politics of this, which is that the country clearly sees this as a serious problem, and it is one that you're starting to hear people on both sides of the aisle up on Capitol Hill say there needs to be some dealing with this. Obviously, this is not a system that is properly working as it should. So, of course, as we said when the Biden story was first revealed, this is yet another political gift to Donald Trump, because his circumstance is different and it continues to get muddied into just the grouping of Trump, Biden, Pence. And that's a good day politically for Donald Trump if he's not isolated out as a different scenario here. And so he probably welcomes the company when it comes to headlines and classified documents. Now, with the Pence documents, we don't know the content of them in any way. So we don't know their level of sensitivity or classification. We don't know what the documents are related to. My colleagues' sources on this story said that the search at Pence's house occurred after classified documents were discovered in Biden's home and his former private office and was done out of, quote, an abundance of caution. My colleague Evan Perez reported that it was last Thursday night that the FBI went to go collect the documents that the Pence team had gathered. The sources added that the Pence lawyer immediately alerted the National Archives, and then the agency alerted the Justice Department, and DOJ opened a review of the documents that had ended up at Pence's house to figure out how that was the case. In a letter to the archives that CNN obtained, Pence's representative, Greg Jacob, who was also his White House counsel when he was in the vice presidency, wrote that Pence himself was unaware classified documents were there and that they were inadvertently boxed and transported to Indiana. According to Pence's attorney, the boxes were not in a secure area, but they were taped up and were not believed to have been opened since they were packed. They were taken to a safe until the FBI got to the house to pick them up. Now, that sounds remarkably similar to what we initially learned about the Biden documents with that November 2nd discovery and the Biden lawyers notifying the archives immediately, who in turn notified DOJ. But of course, we've learned a lot more since then about multiple document findings in terms of Biden's residence. Now, Mike Pence has been out on a bit of a book tour and doing a bunch of media of late, and so he has been asked, since it was in the news, both first with the Mar-a-Lago search and President Trump and classified documents, and since the revelation that President Biden had some classified documents where they shouldn't be, Pence has been asked to comment on this, and these answers, well, they don't seem to hold up all that well. Give a listen to Mike Pence on ABC with David Muir.
We sit here in your home office in Indiana. Did you take any classified documents with you from the White House?
I did not.
Do you see any reason for anyone to take classified documents with them leaving the White House?
Well, there'd be no reason to have classified documents, particularly if they were in an unprotected area.
Now, that was back in November, before we knew about the Biden scenario. But in January, once we did learn that there were documents found at the Penn Biden Center, Pence was on CBS and had this to say.
Our staff reviewed all of the materials in our office and in our residence to ensure that there were no classified materials that left the White House or remained in our possession. And I remain confident that that was done in a thorough and careful way. Clearly, in the waning days of the Trump-Pence administration, that process was not properly executed by staff around the President of the United States.
Attorney General Merrick Garland was asked yesterday if indeed there's a difference in treatment by the way DOJ was handling the Biden case versus how it was handling the Trump case. And he rejected that there was any difference whatsoever in the way DOJ was going about its business.
We do not have different rules for Democrats or Republicans, different rules for the powerful or the powerless, different rules for the rich or for the poor. We apply the facts and the law in each case in a neutral, nonpartisan manner. That is what we always do.
And quite interestingly, Donald Trump has weighed in on the Pence news this afternoon, and he did so in an unexpected way. Here's somebody that he's sort of been chiding, talking about his low poll numbers, sizing up as a potential competitor in the 2024 Republican nomination race. And yet, this is how you know Donald Trump sees this news as more of a political gift to him. He went on Truth Social and defended Mike Pence. He wrote, quote, "Mike Pence is an innocent man. He never did anything knowingly dishonest in his life. Leave him alone." A source familiar told CNN that Trump's legal team views these discoveries as a positive development for Trump. They think it'll be harder for prosecutors to justify bringing criminal charges against any of them, and believe that this should not be treated as a criminal matter, but rather as an administrative review. As I said, Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill are starting to talk about the need to do something about this, perhaps. Listen to Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer earlier today.
Senator Peters is looking at bipartisan legislation in terms of classified documents. I support his efforts. In the meantime, on the specific cases, the appropriate thing to do is have special prosecutor, and that's what's happening.
And Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina also came to Pence's defense, saying he didn't think there was anything intentional on Mike Pence's part here, but did also come to the conclusion that Congress has to get to the bottom of what is going on here.
The bottom line is I don't know how this happened. We need to get to the bottom of it. I don't believe for a minute that Mike Pence is trying to intentionally compromise national security. Clearly, we've got a problem here. So hopefully when this is all said and done, maybe we're overclassifying things. That may be part of the problem. But count me in for getting this fixed.
As we know, with a Republican House and a Democratic Senate, we don't expect much to come out of Congress this session. But perhaps there will be some bipartisan agreement on some reforms to avoid America's national security classified information being in unsecure locations where they don't belong. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like the show, please consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.